Blog Talk Radio. Israel have come out of Zion, when the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people. Now, to see, to understand that sentence, I went on the computer and I checked several scriptures in the Bible for that particular sentence, and it reads, in the one that I agree with, it reads, when the Lord restores his captive people. So in Psalms chapter 14, verse 7, I will read it as it says in another Bible and not as it is written in Psalms 14, verse 7. Let's read. Oh, that the salvation of Israel will come out of Zion, when the people, it says, when the Lord restores his captive people, Jacob shall rejoice and Israel shall be glad. And that is true when the Lord restores us. And I pray that our Heavenly Father will open up the mind of all the people on earth and in the world, that we blacks in the United States, the ones who were dropped off in the southern states and who have migrated to the north, know that we are not African Americans, but we are the children of Israel, whose parents were brought on slave ships to the United States of America. That's who we are, and we are going to rejoice when we are restored. We are his people, and we will be restored, not by the United States of America in Israel or the United Nations, but we will be restored, as this Bible says. Oh, you wonder who those people are in Israel? Well, read Revelation chapter 3, verse 9, as well as Revelation chapter 2, verse 9. Those people, I believe, I have come to believe, are from the Caucasus Mountains. They are not the Jews of the Bible as we are. I pray our Heavenly Father will open up all minds and know that many things in the United States has not told the truth about situations to you. Psalms 14, verses 1 through 7 in its entirety. I pray that our Heavenly Father will give you understanding of what has been read, as well as me. I want you all to be on the same page with me in understanding what is written in the Bible. And it's prayer time. Let's say hooray for that. I'm trying to find my lesson for today. And the lesson for today is the parable of the lost sheep. But before we get into that, let us have a prayer. Father, my heart was heavy last night as I listened to the news. I said, oh my God, what's going on? Let's pray, let's pray. Father in heaven, allow me and all us sheep to keep our mind on you. Help us and those young people as well as old people to understand and realize that there are consequences for their wrongful act, their willful wrongful act. Let them know that they shall not kill. They're not supposed to steal. These things they're doing, they are thoughts of evil, and they're from the devil, those murderous thoughts. keep our people where I live and all my loved ones safe from these murderous acts, and keep us our thoughts on you, Heavenly Father. I thank you for keeping natural and chemical disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, as well as the other cities where my people are. I thank you for allowing us sheep to have sane, sound mind with excellent health, although Satan at every moment seemed to try to attack me with unhealthy, but you, Lord, your angels are protecting me. And I pray that you give us abundance and prosperity in all things. I pray and say this prayer in your son's name, who the Edomite or Adumian or white man changed from Yeshua to Jesus. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everyone. The only day in the Bible that tells you to keep holy and rest. Read it in the book of Exodus, chapter 20. The fourth commandment tells you to remember the Sabbath day be holy. Sabbath is observed starting on Friday evenings and ends on Saturday evening. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. And sheep, you know, to have your three P's handy. Those are your pen, paper, and pencil, just in case you want to write down something that I will say. And you can say, oh, Miss Sandra said you are to go to this chapter or that chapter and read. We are Luke chapter 15 today, and I pray that our Heavenly Father will allow me to read it all. It's talking about the parable of the lost sheep. And let me just read what is written up here. Jesus spoke a parable, and a parable is a story, saying to the people, what man of you, having 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one which is lost until he finds it? And when he finds it, he lays it upon his shoulder, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, rejoice with me, for I have found my lost sheep, my sheep which was lost. And that's us, black people in the United States, and all of us, other sheep who have been scattered. And there is a program that I watch, and those young men, I'm trying to remember their name, and they tell us who our lost sheep are, and they are called Israel United. I am a follower and listener of them. I go to their church whenever I can, but I find that it's quite a ways from me. I live on the east side of Detroit, and their church, the one that I go to, it's on the west side. Nonetheless, I enjoy going that as well. As there is another church, I forget the location, but that's the one that I go to, I would say, 90% of the time when I do go to church. But today, I am going to stay at home and rest. Let's read turn your book or your Bible to Luke chapter 15, and let's start reading. Then drew near unto him all the publicans, and publicans are taxpayers and sinners, to hear him. And see, those are the ones who need to listen. I pray that they will listen to my program, because I am really trying to do as my father told me to do many years ago. Verse 2, and the Pharisees and the scribes murmured. Well, you know who the Pharisees are. I've told you several times. Pharisees are those religious people who criticize Jesus for following Moses' laws as well as keeping the laws of the prophets. And the scribes are like lawyers. They are interpreters of Moses' law as well as the prophets' law. So they were murmuring. And I am in verse 2. Let me start at verse 2 again. Chapter 15, verse 2. And the Pharisees and the scribes murmured, saying, this man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for receiving sinners, because I was a sinner. I didn't know that my clothes were dirty until you showed me. On my first program, where I told pretty much everything that I remembered, and from time to time, I still remember, because you said to me, and I didn't say that, where it says that you asked me if I loved you, and I said, Lord, you know I love you. Let me pick up at verse 3. And when he said that every time, well, he only said that he told me to feed his sheep twice. And then, you know, he said, you know, if I loved him. And I said, Lord, you know I love you. And he said, feed his sheep. And I refused. I ran away from it from 27 years. Now that I'm doing it, I get a great joy from doing it. Verse 3 of Luke chapter 15. And he spake this parable unto them. Again, a parable is a story. What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doeth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he has found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. Thank you, Jesus, for finding me, because I certainly was lost. Verse 7, I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth. You know what we talked about, repentant or perish in Luke chapter 13. Jesus give you an ultimatum. You either change your ways, repent, and whatever behavior you have, you stop it, you change it, and become obedient to what our Heavenly Father tells you. Listen to him. Pray to him. Get in a quiet place. I used to love to go out to Belle Isle, but the state has taken that over and charged you a fee to get on the island. Although on my license plate, I did buy the sticker where I can go in, and I love to go by the water and just sit out there and think. I don't do that anymore since the emergency manager was placed in here by the governor and took over the state of Michigan or Detroit's assets. I go out there every now and then, but I don't go like I used to. Let me pick up reading at verse 7. In fact, let me start in verse 7 again. I say unto you, likewise, joy shall be in heaven over a sinner that repenteth more than over 99 persons which need no repentance. Either means, or what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doeth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently? Diligently means painstakingly or constant until she finds it. She looks for it continuous until she finds it. Verse 9, and when she has found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, rejoice with me, for I found the peace which I had lost. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repented. Hallelujah. And he said, a certain man had two sons. And the younger of them said unto his father, Father, give me the portion of goods. And portion means a part or share or allotment of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them, the two sons, his living. Verse 13, and not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance. Substance means his wealth or what his father had divided and given to him with riotous living. Riotous means wild living. Verse 14, and when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine. A famine is lack of food in that land. And he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. And he sent him into his fields to feed swine. Now, as children of Israel, we know that we are to stay away from swine, especially swine meat. I tell you, sheep, if you do not know, if your pastor has not told you, I want you to read Leviticus chapter 11. Leviticus is spelled L-E-V-I-T-I-C-U-S. And there is a verse in there that tells you that you shall not eat certain meats, and it tells you to stay away from swine. And if you don't know what a swine is a pig. Stay away from pig meat, bacon, pork chops, all that pig feet. I used to eat it all, and I would get a blinding headache. I don't eat it anymore. I pray to God that I start reading this Bible and have become obedient. Let me pick up reading at verse 14. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine, and that's lack of food in the land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain, F-A-I-N, and that means gladly, have filled his belly with husk that the swine did eat, and no man would give unto him, because there was a famine, there was lack of food there. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger. And with hunger, I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and am no more worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion. Compassion is love. You love your children no matter what or where they are. Take it from me, because I do. And ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. He had tender feelings for his son. And he said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight, and am no more worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his finger and shoes on his feet, and bring hither, hither means here, the fatted calf, and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. Merry means happy. For this is my son, let me read verse 24 again. For this my son was dead and is alive again, was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. They were joyful and happy. Verse 25. Now his elder son was in the field, and as he came and drew near to the house, he heard music and dancing. Excuse me, sheep. I don't know why that just all of a sudden come over me, that cough. And he called one of the servants and asked him, excuse me, let me start at verse 26 again. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said unto him, your brother is come, and your father has killed the fatted calf, because he has received him safe and sound. And he, the brother, was angry and would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. The word entreated means to beg him or pleaded with him. And he answered, saying to his father, lo, these many years do I serve you, neither transgress at any time your commandment. Transgress means to break any of the laws or anything that his father had said unto him. But he was a faithful son, and he obeyed him. And his son now is showing jealousy. And that's, I think I should turn to Proverbs chapter 6 and 16 and read after I finish reading this to show you what, or tell you what jealousy means. Those are one of the seven things that our father hates. And he had not transgressed any of his commandment. He had not broken his father's laws. And let me start at verse 29 over again. And he answered and said to his father, lo, these many years do I serve you, neither transgress I at any time your commandments, and yet you never gave me a kid a kid is a goat, children. I mean, sheep. And I say, children, that's because I am an elder now. I used to be one of you young folk. And I did do my sins, but I have changed. And I ask God to forgive me. Let's see. And he never gave me a kid. So don't be jealous that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as your son was come, which has devoured, and that devoured means lost, his living with harlots, and harlots are prostitutes, you have killed for him the fatted calf. And he said unto him, Son, you are ever with me, and all that I have is yours. It was meat, and meat means fitting or right, that I would make merry and be glad, for this your brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found. And I thank God for finding us lost sheep in the United States as well as those who are scattered on the islands or scattered around the world. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 6. And we read this maybe 5 or 6 years ago. And I started at another local television station here in Detroit. And after that, I went to, I said Proverbs, and I'm way in another book. I'm looking. Just bear with me, sheep. Okay. Proverbs chapter 6 and 16. Let's read about the six things that the Lord hates. Proverbs chapter 6 verse 16 reads, these six things do the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him: a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. This is what was happening last night in Detroit, Thursday and Friday, and then this got me so upset. And a hand, as in a heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, be swift to running into mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, he that soweth discord among brethren. Well, I guess that's where I get that about the son in Luke chapter 15, where the brother wouldn't go in with the other brother because he felt jealous. I think, but it must be another chapter in a Bible that I'm thinking about, because it talks about being jealousy and gluttonous. I forget what chapter. I forget that offhand. And let me see. Verse 20 says, my son, keep your father's commandments and forsake not the law of your mother. Bind them continually in your heart and tie them around your neck. Well, I'm going to now find the Ten Commandments and read those to you, sheep. because it seems like many of you have lost your way. And listen to me, I am elderly and I know what I talk. I've lived enough to know to follow our Heavenly Father. And the way some of you are acting in the world, you're following man-made laws. Even the church today is following the rules that Constantine made. And that's because many pastors do not know that the Emperor Constantine made the law that you should worship on Sunday. And the ones of us who worship on Saturdays, he had killed. So listen to me, even your pastors who do not have guts enough to feed your sheep on a Sabbath or Saturday as the fourth commandment commands. Let me read this, and you who are listening, talk to your pastor and tell them that this is what you want in your church. Try to save your souls. We don't know when our Heavenly Father is coming back, but try to do right. I read last week in Luke chapter 14, it says, strive to enter in the straight gate. None of us are perfect, but try, try. Let's read the Ten Commandments found in Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 through 17. You can also find the Ten Commandments in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 7 through 21. The first commandment, you shall have no other gods before me. So whatever your god is, if it's gossiping, stop it. Have a mindset change. If it's taking drugs, stop it. Change your behavior before it's too late. The second commandment, thou shalt not make unto you any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven or above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down yourself to them, nor serve them. For I am the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity that's sin or evil, of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and show mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. What do you not understand? Any of these preachers telling you not to keep your commandments, they have not been called by God, in my view. Read Matthew, and that's in the New Testament. You say you follow the New Testament? Well, Matthew chapter 5, verse 17 tells you that Jesus did not come to destroy the law or the laws of the prophet. I'm not saying verbatim what it says, but that's what it says. And if I read all the commandments, I will go there and read that for you today so that you can understand. The third commandment says, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. So don't misuse or say wrong things about the Lord's name or curse the Lord. God is not playing. When he comes, he's coming. And look at how those people die in those earthquakes. Try to get your body and your mind right. The fourth commandment, and this is important, that the preachers on Sunday should feel guilty because they are leading you parishioners who sit in church every Sunday. And you don't know this? The fourth commandment, it says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall work and labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath day. And Sabbath, if you don't know it, is a Saturday of the Lord your God. In it thou shalt do no work, your sons, nor your sons, nor your daughter, nor your manservant, nor your maidservant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger that is within your gates. In 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. So what do you not understand about what I'm saying? Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Tell me, if you can find where the Lord tells you to worship on the Sunday, tell me. He doesn't. I've not found it, and you will not find it either. The fifth commandment, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God giveth thee. The sixth commandment, it got me down this past weekend, thou shalt not kill. The seventh commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery. That means don't have sex outside of your marriage. Be faithful unto your spouse. The eighth commandment, you shall not steal. The ninth commandment, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. That means don't lie on your neighbor. The tenth commandment, thou shalt not covet. Covet means to be envious of your neighbor's house. You shall not covet or be envious of your neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox or his ass, that's your donkey, or anything that is your neighbor's. And those are the Ten Commandments. Now let me turn to Matthew chapter 5. It's important that you sheep know this, and if your pastors are not teaching it to you, then listen to my program. I will teach it to you if I can, and I am not the best reader. And our Father in heaven is blessing me to read and remember, because I didn't used to remember. Matthew chapter 5, verse 17. It says, think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. And this is what our Heavenly Father is saying unto you. This is what Jesus is saying unto you. See, let us have a closing word of prayer. Father in heaven, we, your lost sheep, thank you for all that you do for us, especially your constant protection from the evil one who is attacking us at every second that he may find. Thank you for leading us not into temptation, but delivering us from all evil. We thank you for giving us this day our daily bread, and forgiving our debts as we forgive our debts. We thank you, our Heavenly Father, for all the blessings you have given us. In your Yeshua's name, also known as Jesus, amen. If it's God's will, I will be next with you next Sabbath. And remember to take our Heavenly Father everywhere you go.
To love one another. remember that heaven might find a place in their heart. 'Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know we've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts to be thankful and glad that Jesus.